Now, I have been in show business long enough to know at this point when I just missed a really beautiful place to end the show. That was a good spot I just missed there. I'm aware of that. It's not wasted on me. So what I'd like to do at this point, if it's okay, is pretend that Eric and I left the stage and you guys clapped for about 3 minutes or so. And wouldn't take no for an answer, and we reluctantly came back out here and played a song. Thank you. We had no idea. Well, I'm gonna knock that out too. All right. I was the last week of August of 23. I was working on George Strait's George Strait's album, and I recommend when it comes out that you get it. It's fabulous. But in the middle of that week, I got a telephone call nobody in the world wants to get. I got a call that said I need to go and say goodbye to Jimmy up in Long Island. And, don't want to do that. But they said you better come fast because it's not going to be long. And so I got on a plane, flew up there, drove from Manhattan to Long Island, and went in, and Jimmy was sitting in his bedroom, and the kids are all around him, smiling that same smile he smiled every time you ever saw him in your life. Smiling just as wide as his head. Role model all the way to the end. And I had stuff I wanted to say, and he had stuff he wanted to say, and we all knew it already. We didn't have to say it, but you want to say it. And I was really failing to say it. Because I really can't talk without a guitar. It's true. And Savannah Jane Buffett, Jimmy's oldest daughter, who I've known since she hit the ground, saw me struggling, and she picked up Jimmy's guitar and she handed it to me. And I got some words out that I needed to get out, and we laughed and we told a couple of silly road stories. And this was 24 hours before we went to the next part of the world. And yeah, and I played a little bit of his songs instrumentally for him, and I sang for him the first song of mine that he and I ever sang together, and it turns out to have been the last song that he and I ever sang together. And and this is what I played him, and do not misunderstand this as a sad story. This is not a sad story. This is my job.